I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. The partial federal government shutdown has entered its fourth week, the longest in U.S. history, as the White House and the Democrats fight over the president's demand for $5.7 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats are offering far less than that for border security, but no wall, but only after Trump agrees to reopen the government. Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or are working without getting paid. Here's Kevin Hassett. He's chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, speaking yesterday on the PBS NewsHour.
Workers are furloughed, and right now it's about 25% of government workers are furloughed, which means that they are not allowed to go to work. But then when the shutdown ends, they go back to work and they get their back pay. A huge share of government workers were going to take vacation days, say between Christmas and New Year's. And then we have a shutdown, and so they can't go to work, and so then they have the vacation, but they don't have to use their vacation days. And then they come back, and then they get their back pay, then they're, in some sense, they're better off.
We asked Christopher Perks to join us. He's the Philadelphia president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association, who are all wondering when their next paycheck will arrive. Christopher Perks, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And to our listeners, any questions or comments, 1-888-477-9499. You can send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. When's the last time air traffic controllers in Philadelphia got a paycheck?
Oh, that would be about 5 weeks ago.
About 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So no one's gotten paid since then?
No, well, we haven't been paid, in, like you said, since the shutdown began. We had one paycheck that we got. It kind of covered the pay period just before Christmas. And just recently, we all got paychecks with zeros on it.
You got a paycheck that actually had zeros.
Yes,
in
zeros.
Where the money would normally be.
It says 80 hours, zero pay.
How many air traffic controllers then in Philadelphia?
We have 73 air traffic controllers, 7 traffic management coordinators, and 4 staff specialists.
And how many are considered necessary employees? How many are furloughed? Who's going to work? Who isn't?
Well, you know, the media says essential, not essential. We go by accepted and not accepted. I am an accepted employee. Matter of fact, I have work today, this afternoon. It's funny that that man said I had a vacation, but I have to go to work today. So all of us but the 4 staff specialists are considered accepted or essential. Those 4 are furloughed, awaiting till the shutdown ends before they come back to work.
If you didn't go to work today or somehow didn't go because you were protesting what was going on, what would happen?
Well, as an accepted employee, I am required to go to work. If I do not go to work, I could be fired. So I go to work because I'm required, but they won't pay me. If I don't go to work, they fire me. It's a very precarious situation that I find myself in.
Do air traffic controllers, others like yourself, do you feel like you have any leverage in this fight in Washington?
No. I mean, these appropriations battles happen for a long time now. It's almost always on partisan lines, you know, whether it's Affordable Care Act or Planned Parenthood or this time immigration and a border wall, has nothing to do with the national airspace system. So it wears on the controllers, you know. We are supposed to operate. We're in emergency operations right now, right? The government shut down. Right. It's our job to safely move the airplanes around the country. And we're highly trained and dedicated professionals, and we do that. But it's only supposed to be temporary. You know, this is a big building here. I'm sure if the power went out, the generator would kick on.
Right.
You know, but that generator is not going to fire the whole building up. And it's only temporary. So to say that man you had on the thing saying that, you know, we're not essential or whatnot, it's like saying, well, we don't need PICO. We don't need commercial power. We'll just stay with the generator for a while. I mean, this is not supposed to continue like this.
What is the mood then in the tower?
Well, you know, it takes a long time to become an air traffic controller.
Right.
From the time you apply all the way to being a certified professional controller.
How long does that take? I'm just curious.
Between anywhere from 2 and 6 years,
right,
depending on what kind of facility
right.
you go to.
And you came in through the Air Force.
I went to the Air Force and then I got, exactly. So normally air traffic controllers were notorious for, you know, a love for the job. I mean, you have to love the job to do it. And we have a lot of fun. Normally the place is happy. You know, right now, the mood is somber. I mean, we have, you know, nervous, anxious, and angry controllers. And I would suggest that the nervous and anxious ones will become angry ones eventually, you know, as this wears on. It's just, you know, I actually had to tell my members on ways to get no interest loans or no interest credit cards. I mean, while
they're
trying to
work there. Have you ever done that before in the years
that
you've been an air traffic controller?
No, ma'am. It's always been, you know, there were shutdowns for various reasons. It's always been temporary. This has gone through an entire paycheck. And according to the president, this could last months or a year. I mean, I'm a person, too. I mean, how long am I supposed to go to work and not get paid? You know, I have a wife and kids at home, and it's just, you know, there's got to be an end to this.
Well, and I'm assuming air traffic controllers, hopefully you get paid pretty well for the work that you do because of its importance. Is there a point at which you think air traffic controllers, if this isn't settled, will be to the point where they're going to run out of money and they're going to think, I got to get into a different line of work?
I would agree, yes. Well, when things like this happen, it's like slowing a freight train down to stop. And then when they open it back up, it's like just turn it back on. It takes a while. So this shutdown has started well before the actual day that we stopped working. So things like the Academy, where our new controllers, our next generation of controllers are, that's just closed.
So no students in the classroom?
No students in the classroom. They're all sent home. They're not being paid. Mm-hmm. Now, these are people that have waited for a long time for this job. It's not always the quickest way to get into a federal job. So they're not getting paid, and they don't make very much money as the baseline. So, yes, these guys and gals are probably thinking about, I might need to find another line of work. You know, as you know, I have savings, I have means, but, you know, like I said, do I have to do this for 4 months, 5 months? I mean, how long do we have to come to work?
I'm just curious, when you all are at work under the shutdown, is there talk about politics and the wall and the Democrats and all the either negotiations or lack of negotiations? Are people talking about that?
Well, there's always different people, you know, different spectrums politically in a large building like myself. But, yeah, they're always there. But now at this point, it's all about just end the shutdown. You know, it's time for us to get paid. You know, you know, this is we walk into the TRACON, which is where the radar scopes are, or we go up to the tower and we move the airplane safely. And efficiently, you know, we operate the safest, most diverse, the busiest airspace on planet Earth in the National Airspace System, the air traffic system for the United States. And we're doing a good job. But, you know, that's inside those rooms. Outside the rooms, the feeling is not happiness. No. It's when is this going to end?
That does raise questions about just security, if people are in any way feeling nervous about flying and whether there are going to be enough air traffic controllers or whether they're so stressed out that they can't do their jobs. What can you say?
Well, you know, safety won't be jeopardized, right? That's one thing that will happen. But the longer this goes on, you know, all those people that were getting on vacation, like the White House counsel guy said, they're important. You know, they provide all these extra layers to the National Airspace System. They're a big deal. You know, there are people that provide our operational training and planning and get us ready for the new equipment. I mean, there's certain things that were coming to Philadelphia that have been held off now that are no longer happening, you know, because of the shutdown. And these things take time to spin back up. So the longer the shutdown goes, it's not going to be safety ever, because that's our most important job. But, you know, efficiency will eventually and capacity will eventually decrease.
You're a master sergeant in the North Carolina Air National Guard. How many other people working, especially in Philadelphia, in air traffic, are military?
Out of my people, I would say, if it's not half, it's pretty close, are veterans.
Half.
And then air traffic controllers, there's several ways to become an air traffic controller, one of which is via the military. So you go to any facility, you're going to have, you know, at least 25%, if not 50% of them are military veterans.
What would you, if you could talk to the president, if you could talk to Nancy Pelosi, if you could talk to Senator McConnell, what would you tell them?
To end the shutdown immediately. This is not a good idea to let these air traffic controllers and the rest of the safety professionals, you know, aircraft safety inspectors, all these people that my organization represents are not working. They need to work. They need to get back to the business of this country, which is moving airplanes safely all around.
You had mentioned the fact that folks, you're telling some of your people that here's how you get a no interest or low interest loan, and you said you had never really done that before. How long do you think that can last? And I realize, as you mentioned, you're working off some of the savings that you have, but not everyone's got savings.
Well, not everyone's got savings. Everyone has their own personal issues. You know, some people have used their savings recently for their own family emergencies. What about people that have a family emergency during the shutdown while they're using their savings? And, you know, as you go around the country with different air traffic controllers, they're all in different positions. So how long someone can hold on before they look for another job or find other means, it's all going to be different.
I'm thinking about looking for – I mean, you people are highly trained, and the thought of losing you to another kind of job is worrying, I would say.
Yeah, it's not something – you know, most of us have wanted to be an air traffic controller for a long time, and it's this is our job. We love to do it, you know, and to think that we're not being paid, and if we don't come to work, we will be fired. That's a really, really strange place to be in. It's hard to really fathom it.
I mean, it leaves you kind of helpless. I mean, what can you do?
Yes.
What can you do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you feel the public support? Do you feel as if the public cares? We were talking about you going on social media, which is always a dangerous place to be, but nonetheless, do you feel like the public cares about what's happening to air traffic controllers?
I do. I think maybe they didn't realize it until recently. I think there's been a media outreach from my organization and my union, as well as other federal unions, to really let people understand how this is working. You know, officially you hear, oh, it's only 25% of the government. Well, I mean, it's an important 25% of the government. And so I think as time wears on, I guess the good side is that more people know about it, and maybe more people will get involved and call their Congress and maybe the White House.
As you mentioned, we don't know how long this is going to go on, but eventually that is going to be a crisis for air traffic controllers. I mean, if we are talking 6 months from now, this is going to be a true emergency.
Well, I mean, it's like your listeners understand that we're still people. You know, I have family, I have kids, I have small little children. But when you go to the airport to go on that trip to Disney World you spent years to saving up for instead of going down the shore, or if you have this big business trip that's really going to get your company where you want to be, or if you're just going to visit grandma, you know, we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, we earn our paychecks. We deserve our paychecks. Pay us. Please call Congress and the White House and just end the shutdown. We need to get back to the business of moving these airplanes safely.
And your union actually is going to be in court today. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. At noon today, opening remarks for National Air Traffic Controllers Association versus the U.S. Regarding Fair Labor Standards Act violations and a violation of the Fifth Amendment. Those opening remarks are today. They were supposed to be yesterday, but because of the weather, it is today.
And the argument being that Fifth Amendment, that's interesting, that you have certain rights that are being inhibited.
It's a due process question, yes. You know, we've had our wages taken away from us without our due process. And the Fair Labor Standards Act says, you know, we have to be paid at least a minimum wage and we have to be paid overtime for our work if we work overtime. So, you know, it's an interesting case, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, Christopher Perks, and I do hope that this gets settled and you all not just get back to work, because you clearly are at work, but that you get paid. And I appreciate you joining us on Radio Times.
Thank you for giving me your time. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
I do as well. Christopher Perks, he's the Philadelphia president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. The federal government shutdown, partial as it is, entering its fourth week, the longest in U.S. history. After this very short break, we'll be talking about Trump and Putin and Russia and some news stories. Do stay with us. We'll be right back.